This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump watched President Biden's address to the nation last night and said he was barely understandable and, quote, so bad, the president said last night.
The great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule. The people do.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden has made a solemn call to defend democracy while laying out the reasons for ending his re-election bid. In a primetime Oval Office address, the president said he reveres the office, but loves his country more, and defending democracy is vital.
I think it's more important than any title.
The president never mentioned Donald Trump by name, but implicitly repudiated the GOP nominee, saying nothing can come in the way of saving democracy.
That includes personal ambition.
The 81-year-old president said his record deserves another term, but the best way to unite the nation is to pass the torch to a new generation with fresh voices.
Yes, younger voices.
He skirted the political reality that brought him to that point, a crisis of confidence among Democrats after a disastrous debate showing.
The president is supporting Vice President Kamala Harris. Each of them will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is visiting the White House today. Yesterday, he addressed Congress.
Thank you for your support and solidarity. Thank you for standing in Israel, with Israel, in our hour of need.
Germany's busiest airport, Frankfurt, canceled more than 100 flights this morning. Environmental activists have been trying to disrupt air travel across Europe to highlight the threat posed by climate change. Here in the U.S., the FAA is increasing rest time for air traffic controllers, calling fatigue a safety issue after some close calls between planes. This is AP News. These have been the hottest few days ever around the world.
Global temperatures have only dropped slightly since Monday, the hottest day in the world ever, making Tuesday the second hottest day ever. The European Climate Service, known as Copernicus, calculated that Tuesday's global average temperature was 0.01 Fahrenheit lower than Monday's all-time high of 62.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Copernicus director Carlo Buontempo told the AP we're now in uncharted territory.
If you look at the average over the year, this is probably the last 12 months have been the warmest 12 months in the last 100,000 years or thereabouts.
The temperature rise in recent decades is in line with what climate scientists projected would happen if humans kept burning fossil fuels at an increasing rate. I'm Karen Shamas.
Salt Lake City will host the 2034 Winter Olympics and Paralympics. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.